From Opportunity, Ohio, Matt Mayer. Long time. How you been, Matt?
Yeah, I've been well. How are you?
Good. Doing fine. Showing up every day, punching the clock, you know, just like you.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do that kind of work, right?
Absolutely. So, saw this video that you have up on your website. It's got a lot of views on Facebook. It has to do with the governor. It has to do with renewable energy, a little land grab. Walk us through. What are you working on?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the whole issue here tied with whether it's a severance tax. You know, we're killing coal here in Ohio. We're killing natural gas with the attempt to raise taxes. So what we wanted to do is look, what if Barack Obama got his way and we put 100% of America's energy consumption through wind or solar? How much land would it actually take up? And so, you know, we ran the numbers, and it turns out it takes up a whole lot of land that you'd have to have wind turbines in virtually every rural area in five states, and you'd have to have solar cells in the same places, but even more so because it takes more solar cells. And that assumes the wind's blowing and the sun's shining, which we know that doesn't always work. So we wanted to just put a little bit of framework to this idea that we can meet America's energy needs with wind and solar power, which just isn't realistic.
Well, and it's interesting to me, too. I was just actually talking to my dad about this yesterday. He and my mom were in Alaska a few years back, and he saw, you know, barges just hauling coal out of the bay up there like crazy. And so he was talking to some of the people that live up there, and they say, yeah, we're digging coal like crazy, and we're sending it to China and Korea. And, you know, for all the people that think we're going to clean up the air by not burning it here, they're still digging it, still shipping it other places, and it's still polluting the air.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And look, we can meet America's energy needs with carbon-based fuels if we do so in the right way. No one wants to pollute the sky. No one wants to pollute the land. I mean, we all like our clean air, clean water, and clean land. But, you know, we can use natural gas. We can move back into nuclear energy, which is one of the cleanest ways to do it. But this idea that we're going to somehow build a bunch of wind turbines and solar cells, and that's going to kind of keep us powered, it's poppycock. And what it does is it risks higher cost onto consumers like Ohioans all over the state, and it puts higher cost on our businesses because solar and wind just cost more when it's not heavily subsidized by government.
And the fact that, you know, as you're saying, you know, it's not always breezy or windy and it's not always sunny, it makes energy less reliable. And I don't know anybody that wants that.
No, that's exactly right, especially in this day and age where we're walking around with all of our power, you know, our smartphones.
Yep.
And, you know, now we have our cars need to be powered by this stuff. So, yeah, we need energy. And that's why I think, you know, I have to applaud the Joint Committee at the House General Assembly for essentially trying to stop this idea that we should mandate certain levels of renewables. Let's have renewables as part of the package, but let's not make it a mandate. Let's make it something that's market-driven, where it makes sense and it fits, let's do it. Otherwise, let's stop subsidizing this so that a bunch of folks living in Clintonville, you know, can feel good about themselves by getting, you know, subsidized solar cells on their roofs.
Matt Mayer, our guest from Opportunity, Ohio. Now, Matt, you know, when you talk early in our time, and you say, you know, it covers better part of five states in that. That seems like one of those claims that people say, come on, five states, there's no way it takes up that much room.
Well, I realize that. That's why we ran the numbers. And if you go to the opportunityohio.org website, you can click on the piece that details each both the wind turbines and the solar cells, and it shows you exactly where you'd have to essentially fill every rural space with this. And look, wind turbines, you can still have farm fields underneath wind turbines. The birds won't like it. You'll have dead birds all over the place. But solar cells, you put those things on land, you're not going to have any space for food. So if you're going to stick a bunch of solar cells somewhere all across Ohio, you're going to have to move that food that we need that's being grown there elsewhere. Or if you stick it in Nevada, we can just put it all in Nevada. Well, Nevadans aren't going to want that. Can you imagine how hot Nevada would be if you had all those solar cells across that area in terms of the problems they're now having with that test experiment one out in California where it's like literally frying birds as they fly over it? So there are some issues here that the folks on the left and you know, folks like Governor Kasich don't want to really acknowledge when it comes to wind and solar. So we got to get smart about this. Do it where it makes sense from a market standpoint, where it fits in. Stop subsidizing this, but let's get real.
Yeah. Well, at least out west, though, it's a dry heat.
It is a dry heat. I like it. I don't mind the 116 when it's a dry heat. You know, I've been to Death Valley, and it's a pretty place, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah. I don't. Well, and, you know, where death is in the title, I think I'm with you. I'm not interested either. Matt, always fascinating and great information. Again, Opportunity Ohio. Go to their website to see the video. That's Matt Mayer on 610 WTVN.